In the early 1990s, I met a man who had developed for the intelligence community an electronic system that by 1956 would enable them to completely target people and give them experiences that were scripted. And this, of course, begins to explain a lot of the experiences that people like Corey Good and Bill Tompkin and others that you've been hearing about have had. And these people have actually, like Dr. Bell, who is the great nephew of Alexander Graham Bell, by the way, were victims of these programs. But the programs were designed to create a sort of scripted Armageddon and have people have experiences that they truly believe are real, but that were completely scripted by the intelligence community. And most people have no idea of these capabilities. They need to know what they are. There are a lot of whistleblowers coming forward right now about this. And in fact, there's a whole organization dealing with the whistleblowers who have been in DARPA and different corporations, et cetera, who have witnessed these sort of abuses. And the man that I met with in the 90s who developed one of the early systems in 1956, so that was 60 years ago, it told me very directly that they could target someone and have them have an experience, and he used this as an example, where they had a conversation with their personal God, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Moses, whoever, and that the person would believe it and that they would pass a lie detector test that it is real. And when you take that technological capability and then the government documents we acquired that talk about the hoaxing and the psychological warfare value of the UFO subject and how easy it would be to move the public in the direction of a fear-based reaction to the ET presence. Now, a lot of people say, why would they want to do that? Well, you have to be able to acculturate people into hatred and fear to justify any war. And so something this large, as Wernher von Braun said, they went through this whole period after World War II. The first there'd be the Cold War, then there'd be nations of concern, and then there'd be global terrorism, which, by the way, we talked about before 9/11. And then there would be the threat from outer space. And the big one they would play would be the quote-unquote alien threat. Now, remember, this was planned in the 50s and was hatched. So it's been over 60 years that they have been developing this narrative. And so what this webinar is going to be about, and this lecture, for those of you who can come in person, is pulling the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz that's been pulling the levers and confusing and hoaxing things for over 60 years. And I think it's very important that this be done, because otherwise, with what's been happening with the WikiLeaks revelations, the fact that you have a major presidential candidate and her chief of staff, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, talking on television interview shows about the UFO subject. Even the New York Times has reported some of this. It used to be completely banned. I'm concerned that they're actually ramping up the timeline to hoax the big one, something that would be a cosmic 9/11, a sort of cosmic massive false flag operation. And I think it's very important that we get, to the extent we can, a warning out to the public about this and what the agenda is and what the means and methods, as they would say in the intelligence community, are for hoaxing this sort of event.